Chavis Lavovis, in the fourth parak, discussing the seven different aspects of a person's life that he should have bitachon on, and he explains the proper way of being b'teach in a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the same time that he's doing ishtadlus. The second of them, upirush bitachon anochan sheish lishtamish boi b'chilek hasheni, the way that a person should be b'teach in a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the second chilek, the first aspect he was discussing was with regard to his actual life, that he can't jump off of buildings, even though if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to live, he'll live whether he jumps off the building or not. And if he's supposed to die, he'll die, even if he doesn't jump off the building. So why not jump off the building? He says, no, a person has to take care of his life, and he has to be Isaac and Refuah, and he has to do whatever ishtalas is needed, that he should live a proper life. The second chelik is that he's discussing is with regard to Bechelik Hasheni Hakvilis and Yonim Hanregin Rechush HaAdam V'darkis Nagusei V'asoko. The aspect of his life which regarding his work and his possessions and how he goes about acquiring those possessions. Kigayin B'mischar, business, melacha, working, nesiyah bedrochim, traveling, hismanus, schirus, avoidu b'shirus, amlucho, seichnus, kablonus, mischar b'ashray v'alvois, pkidois, asharmeni avoidus, the random different, all different types of working for the king and hiring himself out and borrowing and lending and contracting, all types of different malachis, when the seals derech hamidbar v'ayom, and traveling to far distances to make a parnasa, b'nafshe yovi lachmoy, u'dvarim doimim sh'oizkim mehem k'dei litzbar hoin l'habris meisres. Other types of businesses that a person involves himself in to be able to acquire wealth and have more luxuries. Hatzura hanachoina shall be tochen elalekim midvarim eile, he shiasik mashahizmala yabari midvarim eilu, kiditurch michyosu mizaynu lavad. The proper bitochen and ishtadlis is that a person should take the job that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives him and be oisik in that avoida, that malacha, kidei michyosu umizaynu lavad. However much he needs to live, he needs for himself to live, kidei lahaskal yodu minyoni ha'ilam rakis mashu echrechelikiumai. He should work for enough to sustain himself, whatever he needs to live, for food, for a house, whatever it is, not for maitreis. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants that, he's going to have more than that, more than what he needs for bare minimum. Then he'll get it even without being matriach himself. When a person doesn't expend so much effort to make more money, he takes a job, something which he decides he needs $100,000 to live for a year, and he takes a job that will be able to bring in that amount of money. Can you get a better job that will bring in $200,000? Yep, it's going to take more hours, it's going to take b'chul, it's going to take up more time. The best thing for him to do is the $100,000, whatever it is, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever he needs to feed his erech, whatever he needs to make it, without luxuries. He'll have food, he'll have a bed, he'll have a house, he'll have clothing, he'll have whatever he needs to live without luxuries. And if the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to give him more, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will give him more. You don't have to be matriach. No, the shtadlus is kidei mechiyosu parnasasei. The rest of your b'teach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'mavari gozor shleyele yis mechdei mechiyosei. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's not going to have more than he's supposed to have, azgan im yishtadlu kol abruim shebashamayim ve'oretz loisiv le'alkach. Even if he has the biggest pull, he gets everybody to work for him. To the everybody in Shemayim va'aretz to help him out. He's not going to be able to make a penny more than he's meant to make. And if a person is truly b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this aspect, he'll be cool, he'll be complacent. He'll get exactly what he needs, exactly the time that he needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody the parnasa. We'll see in a minute, maybe next week actually. But he discusses how every person, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, noisin lechem lechol basar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives b'sechus yadechem azbir lechol chai ratzon. Every person is guaranteed for every day of his life that he's going to have parnasa from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Now, every child also is going to come through the father, is going to come through somebody else. Who's going to give it to him? That's a good question. Every person is guaranteed that throughout his life, he's going to have parnasa. How could it be that a person dies in starvation? What do you mean? There's people in Congo that are dying of starvation. So now that doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to give 8 billion people all the food that they need. It was those 15 people that died today. He wasn't able. He ran out of fruity pebbles. Like, what happened? That he wasn't able to give them the rest of the food. Those people, their time came up. That was it. That was the end of. Now the way that they died was through hunger. Was through whatever it was. Dehydration, thirst. They didn't have what they needed to. They didn't have the right nutrition. They didn't have the right food. So they died. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give it to them. That their time came up. But every day of a person's life is guaranteed from the Baruch Shalom that he's going to have what? Parnasa. Now it could be that he'll have very little, or it could be that all day he'll have to go by that he won't have, but that was his Parnasa. His Parnasa is that over the course of the 7 days he'll only have food for 4 days. Enough, that'll be enough to get him by. But he's not going to die of starvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him whatever he needs until his last day of his life, if he's not meant to die yet. Says the Chavetz Chaim, a person should work the amount that he needs to get through life, to be able to make it through life with the bare minimum. Everything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides you'll have it. Now it's difficult for a number of reasons to do this exact thing. First of all, it's difficult because people don't exactly work. It's not like Hillel says that. Hillel, he used to work every day and he would make a certain coin, a shekel, let's say. A half he would use for his food for that day, and parnasas anshei beis hayin, and half he would give to the shemer, the doorman at the front of the beis medrash. He worked for till he made that money, whatever it was, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, whatever he needed to do, and then that's it. He went home. It doesn't exactly work that way. You don't find work every day. A person has a steady job. If he wants to have unless you're a taxi driver and you could stop after a certain amount that you made a certain amount, you're mavir. For the most people, it's not that way. So you have to have. You have to be able to make a certain parnasa, and a person doesn't know what his tzrachim are going to be towards the end of the year. The person doesn't know what's going to happen, what his tzrachim are going to be, so it's hard to know exact. So a person doesn't want to be exact, because he should have a little bit in his bank account, should he need. But there is a general idea a person has of how much money he needs. And now, there's also another shiloh. What's included in a person's needs? Right now, all he needs to get through, that's him. For clothing and food, he owns his house already, he does or he doesn't, all he needs is $61,000. But Mr. Shem, his kids are getting older, and he's going to have to marry them off, because he wants to save up money. Or he needs for tuition. He needs to pay car insurance. He has to pay, is that all included? Does he need 2 cars? What's included in a person's bare needs, bare minimum needs? That maybe we'll discuss a little bit. Also comes up that a person is somebody who's head of a household, so lav dafka is everybody in the household's parnasa going to come through him. Could be it'll come other ways. The mashmois is that the Chavetz Chaim is talking about just his own bare minimum. That's the mashmois. Now, how is that going to work out practically? How is the person supposed to do that? The mice said they're going to ask him for tuition. So then, how is he going to pay his tuition? I'm not giving exact guidelines of exactly what job you should take and how much you should do, and should you get a discount on tuition, and what do you mean? You want to pay full tuition. Why? I should work less and be semich on somebody else's cut in tuition? Like, well, somebody else is going to end up paying for me because I didn't want to pay the full thing, and that's my included my chavis ishtalis, my bitof. How exactly does that work? Is that all included? There's an interesting way maybe to figure this out. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, actually. In Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Seder Masa Masa, Boi Sif Echod, Achar Kach, after a person, Davins, and Simen Kuf Nun Hei talks about, Achar Shitim Vizek Nesnes, Yehil Chavis HaMedrash, Vyekei Slomoid, should learn right afterwards. Achar Kach, Yehil Chla Asako, Kuf Nun Vav, the Kol Ter Shini Malam Lacha, Sif HaBatele Vigere Asavim. Person that doesn't have Parnasa together with his Torah, then at the end of the day, he's going to be Vatal from Torah. The main focus should be, does main have to be in, that's your emotional way of looking at it, that's in your, in the amount of time, the amount of energy invested. Either way, whatever it is, the keva should be terasa keva and malachtei arei. And then a person that does it, yasa malachtei ikur, lo yasa malachtei ikur, ela arei, terasa keva, vizeh vizeh iskayim biyodei. Then he'll be zecha to both Torah and Parnasa. Says Mishnah Berurah, Lo yasa malach the ikur, ela yasa rakadei parnasasoi. Pamish like the Chavetz Chaim says. A person should work, kadei parnasasoi. Now comes the difficult part. The Yitzhar starts to be mefata person and tries to convince him, just to be able to make it through life, you need to work a 14-hour day, or you need to work a 12-hour day, whatever it is that you have to do. It doesn't leave you time for learning. Just bush it to make ends meet is what I have to do. That's what Yitzhar tells you.
Person
has to be explaining what is really a hechrich. What is hechrich? What is necessary? What's a need? And what's luxury? And then, now each person can feel erikai. Doesn't mean, Mishabur himself says that actually. In the Sharatzin, he says, Eliyasa Rakadei Parnasos says to the Sharatzin, called Echel Lefi Erikai. Somebody that is used to a certain type of lifestyle, then his basic necessities are greater than a person that has a different type of lifestyle. But the needs, different countries and different places, the amount of money a person has to make, the living expenses are different. So and even in the country, depending on where exactly, but a person, what's necessary for lefi erikai, what is luxury? Says the Sharatzin. Okay, Rama Yisrael Yitzhar. So the Yitzhar Hara shouldn't trick you to try to convince you that you have to work even more. Imagine somebody gave you $1 million. This is to take care of yourself and to take care of Chaim Yankel. You have to give Chaim Yankel. He's on your same, he's in the same bracket, tax bracket as you. He makes the same type of money, he lives the same type of life as you. You got to support him. You support him, he's taking off a sabbatical and he's learning. You support him, whatever is hechrich. All the rest of the money you could keep. So you keep everything else more than you're supporting this fellow. So you decide, you have to support him. Kefiah hechrich, you give him whatever is hechrich. So now, all of a sudden a person starts penny pinching. Listen here, you don't need two cars. One car is enough. Your wife can take you to, she'll first drop you off at Kailo, and then she'll go to work. What do you need two cars for? You really need to pay full tuition, you can get a cut, you can get this. Also, when it comes to, if you had to support somebody else, how would you spend your money when you knew that it was coming out of your pocket, every penny to spend for this person? How much would you spend for this person? The person tells you, listen here, I want ABC. You say, hold on a second, is that a necessity? Hold on. Do you really need it? Do you need a new pair of shoes? The shoes are still good. You need a new suit. Come on, it looks pretty nice. All of a sudden, right, a person, when it's going to cost him money, then every single penny is cheshbon now. Memela says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Sharatzin, that's how a person should reckon klapi himself. If he was supporting somebody else, how much would he say is necessary? That's what he should look klapi himself, that's considered necessary. Now, practically, exactly where we draw the line, what's considered necessary, what's included necessary, in a chanami, each person has to do it for themselves. And the Chavis Lavavis Betzim himself says, later on, somebody has more bitachon, doesn't have to spend as much time on parnasa, doesn't have to take every single parnasa that's given to him. But the standard klal that the Chavis Lavavis is giving here is that a person should work the amount that he knows, the type of job, does he have to have every single penny, every single dollar worked out? He doesn't. But if he knows that he needs $50,000 a year for himself, his own expenses, then he should try to get a job that makes somewhere around $50,000. What's going to be? Is he going to make more, less money? If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get more money, he'll have more money. If Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that, it's not going to help. A person that gets a raise. What's a raise? A raise means that you're working the exact same amount of hours. Sometimes if you work more, you'll get a raise. But be'etzem, if an employer gives a raise and you're doing the same job, that means that you're working the same amount of hours and doing the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you more money. You're giving vacation day, extra vacation day. Somebody just told me this past week that they have vacation days, 2 weeks of vacation, two or three weeks of vacation a year, but it's called use it or lose it. If by January 1st you didn't use the vacation days, they're paid vacation days, then you lose them. Now, they told me that since there was Corona, they usually come to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. Because of Corona, they didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. So they had 2 weeks that they just came till the end of the year, and they had to use them. So it's 14 days of paid vacation, and it's just going to go to the garbage. So, if January 1st came and they hadn't used them, they lost whatever it is. If they make, I don't know what it is, $500 a day, times a number of $1,000 they lost. The employer told him, came a family simcha, and they asked the employer, if they could, take off as family simcha. They said, since people didn't use their days from last year, even though generally it's use it or lose it, this year we're going to give extra days and they could take off. And they took off, I don't know, a week or so, paid vacation for the simcha. That was a few $1,000 that the Rebbeinu Shlomo just gave you without doing any more shtadlus. It means you're not working that amount of time, you're working less hours, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you more money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has infinite ability to give a person whatever they need in any situation, and if a person is supposed to make more, then a person will make more. If a person is not supposed to make more, he won't make more. The Nekuda is, a person should make the proper shtadlus, but the proper shtadlus should be with the cheshbon of Malachti, Arai, Vitarose Iker, and then Zevezei, Kambi Ozei.